Hey friends, this is Alexandria for your daily Nerd Devo. Something that I love right now is anime, and one of the shows that I love to watch is, unsurprisingly, My Hero Academia. What I love about this show is not only the relationship between the characters and how they grow together, but I really enjoy the dynamic of the relationship between the character and their quirks. If you know this show, or if you've read the mangas, you know that each character has a quirk or a superpower, essentially. The personality of each character happens to go along with their quirk. All Might is incredibly strong, passionate, and driven. And Deku is much like him. Bakugo is a little bit iffy, in my opinion. He's very hot-tempered, very short-sighted, and his power is very explosive, kind of volatile. And in any of these situations, with any of these characters, all of their quirks are power-based. But there's such a difference between, say, Deku and Bakugo. Although their quirks are both powerful, one of them seems to be more selfish. Bakugo seems to be a more selfish character overall, but Deku seems to be more driven and passionate and compassionate. And I think about the way that God has given to each of us gifts. Some are similar to the gift of another person, and some are very different. But Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians 12 that each of these gifts are empowered by the same God for the common good. There's a purpose for the things that God has given to each of us as individuals, and it's to build the kingdom of God, to encourage one another, and to see that God is glorified. But Paul continues in chapter 12 into chapter 13 in saying that we could have been given gifts by God, and we can exercise them and live in them and work in them, and it mean nothing. But how could that be? How could something that God has given us mean nothing? Well, in 1 Corinthians 13, Paul says, if I have any of these things and I operate in any of these things, but I do it without love, then what is it for? It's like a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. It means nothing if I'm able to operate in any of these things and I don't do it for the purpose of building the kingdom or for the purpose of doing the highest good for another person. So, when I think of Deku and when I think of Bakugo, that's the difference that I see. Deku loves to encourage others and to do the highest good. Bakugo, to me, seems very selfish. And in our walk with Christ, our motivation must always be to do the highest good for those around us and for the kingdom of God. Well, that's all the time we have for today. But if you'd like to hear more, please hit the subscribe button or join our Facebook group, the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Alexandria for your daily Nerd Devo. So long, and thanks for all the fish.